Governor Crist spent the better part of an hour touring the 10-acre campus, which sits off St. Petersburg's traffic-choked Tyrone Boulevard. Park, spelled with a C, houses more than 40 different programs for people of all ages with developmental disabilities. In a room where adult residents were putting in a day's work packaging Bic pens for regional distribution, Park spokesperson Kelly Caputo said it had been a while since the governor visited.
I mean, we've been around since 1953, and, you know, he is a St. Pete resident, so he knew about Park, but it's just been a number of years since he could visit, and it's expanded tremendously.
She added that she hopes Crist can take the image of Park's residents and the message of what they need back to Tallahassee.
And this way, when he goes back to Tallahassee and they're talking about Agency for Persons with Disabilities, he knows the population that's affected by those decisions.
Asked afterward, the governor said he was impressed and happy to have such a facility, the largest of its kind in the Tampa Bay area, around.
The dedicated workers that are here, I mean, they're serving so many people. The developmentally disabled need all the help that we can provide them, and I'm just proud that this is working as well as it is right here in our state.
Though he was running late for another appearance, operating on what Tallahassee reporters jokingly call Charlie time, he took a few minutes to talk to the press about pretty much all of the latest news that may pertain to him. Asked what he thought about the apparently functioning cap on the BP well that spewed millions of gallons of oil into the Gulf, and the possibility of a permanent kill coming soon, he said he's relieved.
Well, I'm very pleased. I mean, you know, that's been one of the most difficult situations to deal with as governor. And, you know, the beauty that really makes Florida unique is something that you never want to have to sacrifice in any way whatsoever. And when that oil started spewing out in the Gulf back in April, it just broke my heart. So to see it finally getting capped, that's a great conclusion, I hope.
But it's not over, he said.
Well, there's a lot left to do. There really is. Not only to protect our wildlife, the environmental cleanup that's going to be necessary, but the economic result of this. That's why it's so important that we continue to work with Ken Feinberg, as we've been doing. They have the $20 billion fund to try to make these small businesses whole, the hoteliers, the restaurants, the fishing industry. I mean, there's a lot of work left to do.
Tonight's debate between GOP gubernatorial hopefuls Rick Scott and Attorney General Bill McCollum has political junkies everywhere on the edges of their seats. Crist said he wasn't betting on either horse, but he might tune in between innings of tonight's Rays game.
I'm not going to endorse in that race. I've got my hands full of my own race and, you know, plenty to keep me busy. So I'll watch with great interest, though.
He didn't say whether he would publicly support anyone from the pool of possible successors to the governor's mansion. But the former Republican did defy the GOP's latest attempt to further marginalize immigrants. This week, top Republicans have called for the repeal of a clause in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment that grants citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil, even if one's parents are so-called illegal immigrants. Crist said that's nonsense.
I don't think it should be amended. I think that, you know, the 14th Amendment that honors the fact that if you're born in America, you're an American, is something that we ought to continue to honor.
WMNF asked the governor about another bickering point between the two mainstream parties. That's the federal stimulus. Today, a massive spending bill aimed at preserving thousands of government jobs cleared the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she's calling the U.S. House of Representatives back to Washington to approve the measure. Crist said he wasn't sure how he felt about it.
I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see.
From St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.